Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, a bass, two, three.
You to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you what he was then. He still is today.
Bread of life.
Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God.
you just talk to the Lord and let him know that you need him.
Jesus. Calvary.
blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And this must be guilty stains.
Yeah. because he leads, you shall leave. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for the victory in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus. Good morning. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. This is the first Saturday in the month of September, so we're going to be taking communion this morning. So get prepared for the Holy Communion. Before we go through the service, we're going to start with prayers this morning in the name of Jesus. Reverend Boy, you're going to do the prayers and the word this morning in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is so wonderful to be here this morning, and it's so wonderful to have you this morning. All of us in the presence of the Father, coming with one thing in mind: to praise him, to worship him, and to love him. How great it is to have life, that we can make these utterances unto the Father, letting him know that he is our first love. When we wake up, we have him on our minds. For we know that he is able to keep us from stumbling and to make us to stand in the presence of his glory, blameless, great joy. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father, our God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for life. We thank you for giving us another opportunity that we can stand and make utterances in your presence, that the breath that you breathe into us stirred up so many seeds that you have placed within us, that we know you even if we profess that we don't know you, because by the nature of what happened, by the design of what happened, all our inner workings are stamped by you, that we will know you. We will profess in due time that you are King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the great I am that I am. So we just thank you, Father, that through the times prayer, through the times of coming to seek your face, that we rely more on your power than our own strategies or our own ways of how we cope with our situations or how we cope with others. We thank you, Father, because we know that as you allow the sometimes difficulties that we encounter, that we face, that it draws us more to an intimate relationship with you. We thank you, Father, because when there are storms, we naturally will take shelter. We naturally will come to cover ourselves and go under a tent or in a cave or in some form of dwelling. But as we go through our encounters as your children, we come into your house. We come under your covering. We come under your guidance. Great our dark. So we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus, this morning, as we come in your courts, giving and praises. And we pray this prayer this morning in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. This morning, I just want to touch on how we as Christians should look how God uses adversity to show us how deeply, deeply we need him. The Old Testament tells us about how Jacob experienced something that forever changed how he related to God. The Lord weakened him physically to strengthen him spiritually. And we know through our testaments, through our trials, through our tribulations that we go through, we know similarly God wants to use our adversities in our lives to draw us into a closer relationship with him. So after Jacob's family sent him away, after Jacob sent his family away, he wrestled with a mysterious man. He thought at first he was fighting one of Esau's men, but later he says that he saw God. And it's with us sometimes we have a hard time recognizing how the Lord is at work in our adversities. We see what we want to see. We hear what we want to hear. And a lot of times our minds are so bent on I, me, and mine that we don't even realize what's going on in our situation. But then we come blaming others. We're so busy into ourselves that we open up avenues that Satan can come in and thwart our thoughts, bend our minds like rubber bands waiting to spring out and throw the next shot with so much force. We don't even realize that our wrestling sometimes is for our own good. So, my brothers and sisters, I want you to keep in mind that when we're facing adversity, we need to know and keep in our minds that sometimes we need to wrestle with God. We need to stay on that throne of grace and mercy. We need to hold on to his garment until we achieve what it is that we need to achieve. Sometimes the challenges will come, but he wants to see how strong strong. We can hold on. Though sometimes we see the winds blowing at tremendous speed, we see everything going helter-skelter around us. We need to focus on the prize and not what is around us that would distract us, because we have a goal. We have a purpose that we should hold on to show our faith, to show that we know that He is our rock, that we can depend on Him. There's sometimes when we go through our adversities, we don't come out without some form of scathe or some form of where we've been hurt, as Jacob did when he came out of his. He came with a limp, with a dislocated hip, and he found himself later on almost in an impossible state to defend himself against Esau. Jacob learned that he could rely on God. He could rely more completely when he was weak. And this is what I'm stressing this morning. In our weaknesses, it's not about us no more. It's not about I. It's not about me. It's not about mine. It's about keeping our eyes on the prize, keeping our eyes on the promises, keeping our eyes on the Father, whose words we always say to ourselves, that His words never ever goes void. So why is it that we cannot hold on to the promises when we make these statements? And sometimes we profess to other people, we tell them be strong, we tell them be vigilant, we tell them hold on, we tell them all the different encouraging scriptures and Bible verses. But when we're hit with the adversities of life, pull out what He's given us to keep on the inside, that in those moments we can hold on to the word in such a way that we are made strong through Him. Hallelujah. We look at Paul, Apostle Paul. We look at when he's talking about the thorns, yes. Talking about the thorns in the flesh. And it brought him around to saying that he's contented with the weaknesses, the insults, the distresses, the persecutions, with the difficulties. But yet and then he had that anchor, he said, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And brethren, as we depend on the Lord, we learn more about who He is. Isn't that wonderful? When we depend on Him, think about whatever dependency that you have. You put your all, you put everything into knowing. If you have this illness, that you have this dependency on a certain pill that you have to take, you read up about it. You want to know more about it because you want to be knowledgeable about it and how that is applied to you. Glory be to God. He uses life instances always that we can just normally identify with. And these are the adversities that we must go through. He tells us in his word that, yes, I will be with you. But there are times that you will have to face the trials and the tribulations. But I will not allow more than what you can bear. You see, my brethren, we're going through testing times. And there are times that we are to be tested, especially those who will stand as the bridge, the apostles, the ministers, the reverends, the pastors, women of God, men of God. We have to be bridged so that we are strong, because we've been through it and continue to go through it, but now with a different insight, which brings a different flavoring, that we, through our testimonies, can stand strong and profess the word, because now we are living examples. We've tasted it and we are living with it, that we can stand and announce to the world of what we know that our Father can do when we face our adversities. Just thank you, Father. We thank you for giving us the strength that as we go through the adversities, we can resist temptation. We can resist bitterness. We can resist resentment, saying, why thou God, my Father, is bringing this. Can you imagine? We sometimes say that. Is bringing this upon me. God, who is our Father, who knows nothing but love and kindness, who teaches us of the fruits, will bring disaster, bring harm to his creation. His words from time immemorial stands with values, principles, morals, ethics that pushes our standards to be the children that is fathered by him. This morning, my brothers and sisters, to be better examples, I want us to hold on to the word as we've never done before. I want us to hold on to the word because we are in a demonized world. I want us to hold on to the word because we are in battle. This is no time to let the woes of the world soften us and not let us fulfill our destinies. No matter how the storms may come, no matter how the wind may blow, no matter how strong the turbulence is, we know that we stand on that rock. We know that we stand not to be moved, because no storm will and can deter us. We have destinies. We have that imprint, each one of us collectively have to make that mark. We have to keep the church alive. Okay. We know that during these times now, most especially, and we see it, that more and more man is opening up avenues that gives the devil more fuel. The way we dress, company that we keep, the kinds of movies and associations that we get involved in, masonry, different kinds of groups that are cults, but we look the other way. All these things that we bring upon ourselves, where we self-inflict ourselves with adversities and then want to blame. Wake up, my brethren, wake up, for time is at hand. Time is at hand. For we know we're not promised the next second, not the next minute, nor the next hour or the next day. We have to stand and be vigilant. Pray for more discernment. Pray for more understanding. Pray for more strengthening. We need it every day and must not take any day lightly. For the devil know that his time is near, and he's not going down without a fight. He's not going down without a fight to break down the church in what ways that he can and take more souls to hell with him. You know, a drowning man will grab at anything in the water when he's drowning, even a twig that's floating. He's going to grab at it because he wants to survive. But in the case of Satan, he's grabbing as many, knowing that he's not going to survive. Vengeance is really a crazy thing. But we thank God for his mercy. We thank him for all that he continues to do in our lives. We thank him for his mercy. Yes, his mercy, his grace that he wraps us in, that gives us more opportunity that we can come to serve him more. Before I close, I want to give you five. And if you have a pen, paper nearby, or whatever form of recording this, I just want to leave five things that the storm of life reveals to us. And there's a lot that we overlook when we go through these storms, when we go through our adversities. Because, you know, we're always looking at the remedy for that adversity or storm. But we're not looking at what is this storm revealing. Because once we can identify that, we now have a mold. We now have a template that whenever that storm or storms or whatever the woes of life, the trials, the tribulations bring, we're armed, we're equipped, we're ready. So I'm going to read out the first one here. The first one is, what is the nature of my faith? Nature of my faith. What is the nature of my faith? Two, what is the strength of my commitment? What is the strength of my commitment? Three, what is the level of my maturity? Remember now, we go from level to level. What is the level of my maturity? Four, the healthiness of my attitude. Oh, this is a good one. The healthiness of your attitude, your approach, your thought processing. Is it tinted with arrogance that blinds you from the realities of processing? Five, what is the measure of my teachability? We have to be humble in order to receive. We have to be humble in order to be moldable, pliable, to be taught, to receive instructions and directions. This, I say lastly, what do you learn and receive from the storms of life? What do you learn and receive from the storms of life? My brethren, we have building blocks. These are not blocks that come to block you off or seal you in. As you scrape your knees and fall, you have moments that brings back the falling, moments that bring back the scarring. But you don't let it seal you up, you let it builder. Because you have God on your side. So we just want to praise Him this morning. We want to always let Him know how much we love Him. We want to let Him know that we have gotten to a level of maturity that we want to learn more. We want to be taught more. We want to be living testimonies. We want to turn our lives over to Him, for we live for Him and through Him. We learn and hold on to the promises. just thank you this morning, Father, for all that you are and all that you continue to be. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Jesus, this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, let us get the Holy Communion ready. In the name of Jesus, we bless the Lord for his word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get your Holy Communion ready, and then we will take it right after this worship song. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless this holy, these holy elements, the bread and the wine that represents the blood of Jesus and the bread represents his body, oh God. turning from the natural to the supernatural. Father God, we receive all the benefits of this Holy Communion. Breathe on it, O God. The DNA that is in Jesus Christ, let that DNA be released in the Holy Sacrament in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for healing, restoration, strength, O God, in the name of Jesus. Breakthroughs and blessings in our lives in the name of Jesus. We pray for divine opportunities and open doors in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will reward those who diligently seek you. Seek you, O God, in the name of Jesus. So we claim, O God, our blessings, our breakthrough, that you daily load us with benefits. You prosper the works of our hands. We thank you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. For I have received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your crackers or your bread that represents the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us partake of the water or juice that represents the holy blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever eat the bread or drink the cups of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. For let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. This is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we will judge ourselves, we will not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray, amen and amen. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this Sabbath day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that we will be able to rest in you, O God, in the name of Jesus. You understand, O God, oh Father God, all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will make the crooked places straight. You will make a way where there is no way, O God. For there is nothing impossible with you if we believe. So help our faith. Help us, O God. Strengthen us. Make us your flaming fire, O God. Pour a fresh oil upon us. Thank you for the open heavens in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Oh, Jesus, we love you. We praise you, Oromo Sandereako. We worship you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. In the name of Jesus, I pray over your Sabbath offering. In the name of Jesus, I call forth 1,000-time multiplication of all of whatever offering you have. I decree, declare, and prophesy 1,000 times, oh God, more in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that we release the Sabbath day blessings upon each and every family and household member that's here and that will come at another time in the name of Jesus, God's kingdom, sons and daughters. And Father, we pray that our families will get together, spending time in your presence, resting in you, O God. O Father God, as we do these things, we are honoring you, O God, in the name of Jesus. So we bless you and we thank you this beautiful morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We bless God for you. We love you. Have a wonderful and a blessed Sabbath day. We'll be back on at 8 p.m. In the evening, 858-220-7940. We pray that you bring your friends and families to join us in worship. 858-220-7940. In the name of Jesus, that we thank God for you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.